Dirty play? Dirty? Oh, come on. University Union do something dirty? Lousy maybe, but dirty.
All right. I want to introduce you all to Steve Berg. Yeah, do it. Come on. He really plays good. He plays bass. He also plays out of sync guitar, but I don't let him do that. We gotta work out some duets. I always open with this song because I know it. Up this morning, and everything seemed all right. I put a call into my woman. She said, "Daddy, you know that we're tied. I got 3 checks in the mail, and a refund on my union dues." But when I woke up this morning, that someone else hears blues, I don't know why. I don't know why I feel this way. I got someone else hears blues in the midst of an almost perfect day. You know, I don't owe any money. All my cavities are filled. When I stick a hand down in my pocket, I come up with $20 bills. People, I got more dope than I can smoke. More chicks than I can use. All but when I woke up this morning, I had someone else's blues. I don't know why. I don't know why I feel this way. I got someone else's blue in the midst of an almost perfect day. Play it. All right. I don't know who the man is that this trouble belongs to. I wonder, did he do a murder? Great God, what did the man do? He's a lying motherfucker. But I guess he's pretty smart, 'cause he's out having a good time while his blues are breaking my heart. I don't know why. I don't know why I feel this way. I got someone else's blues in the midst of an almost perfect day. All right. Nice. Oh, babe, you've been on my mind. Oh, babe, well, you've been on my mind. Oh, listen to me, honey, you've been on my mind. I think about you most all the time. And, babe, you've been on my mind. And, babe, well, you've been good to me. Oh, babe, I said that you've been good to me. Listen to me, honey, you've been good to me. You've been about as sweet as a girl could be. And, babe, you've been good to me. Oh, babe, well, I think it's time to go. Getting kind of late, got another date, and I think it's time to go. Listen to me, honey, it's a time to go. If you come my way, stop and say hello. Oh, babe, I think it's time to go. And babe, it's all over now, thank you all. Oh, babe, you know, it's all over now. Listen to my honey, it's over now. I tried to love you sweeter, but I don't know how. And babe, well, it's all over now. And babe, well, you've been on my... I said, you've been on my... Well, listen to my honey, you've been on my mind to think about you most all the time. And babe, you've been on... This is a really nice song I just learned recently. I learned from an Everly Brothers recording. Yeah. Now, I can't be the Everly Brothers, but I think it has groovy lyrics, and I really like it. They wrote it. It's a recent song. It's not Wake Up Little Susie, in case you... The Lord of the Manor loves the upstairs maid, and I tend the flowers of the seeds that he's laid. His collar is velvet, his hands are real soft. She sleeps with the master, I'm awake in the Lord. I wish in the bedroom the sheets were all torn. I wish that the flowers would only grow thorns. Come on. Lord of the manor has a wife of grace, and he pays a chauffeur to drive her away. The Lord and my lady are upstairs alone. The one who could stop them is physically gone. I wish in the bedroom the sheets were all torn. I wish that the flowers would only grow thorns. If you have any requests, you let me know, and I'll see if I know it, and I'll try and do it for you. Oh, yeah, you know, I was just thinking of doing that. This is a song that was written by a man named David Cohen. He's written a lot of good songs. And as a matter of fact, I have this guitar arrangement. I really like the guitar arrangement on this. It's a good song. I worked out this guitar part to it, and by chance, Patrick Sky was recording it, and he called me for the session. And he was really amazed because I had all this fancy guitar work, and I just said, oh, you can do that song. Let me think. How's this? So you'll find that on Patrick Sky's album, new album, Photographs. We also did a song called Peter Pan, which he wrote partly about me, so he told me. Pretty weird song. Patrick's a pretty weird guy. Patrick's going to be here soon, and you ought to go catch him, because Patrick Sky is one of the most underrated songwriters around. Man, he really doesn't, don't he? Not only that, but he has a good friend of mine playing guitar for him. Blind Eric Flatpick. And you all go see Eric Franson. And ladies, oh, pick it long, lonesome. You see that? Some gal told me today, oh, you're wasting your life away. She said it's bad how you spend your time, and you never make it down. But I like to sleep late in the morning. I don't like to wear no shoes. I make love to the women while I'm there and get drunk on a bottle of booze. I will. Now, now there's a lot that's waiting for me. On straight is how it should be. Smiling all the time. I get my hair combed, my shoes shine. But I like to sleep late in the morning. People, I don't like to wear no shoes. I make love to the women while I'm living. Get drunk on a bottle of booze. Now I can't keep living this way, being broke from day to day. I gotta stop this running around. I get a job and settle down. But I like to sleep late in the morning. And I don't like to wear no shoes. I wanna make love to the women while I'm living. Get drunk on the bottle of picket. Get up at dawn, get a job and do it right. Be in bed by 8 each night. Ugh. I like to sleep late in the morning. I don't like to wear no shoes. I make love to the women while I'm living. Get drunk on the bottle, some gal told me today. David, you're wasting your life away, she said. It's bad how you spend your time, and you never make it dime. But I like to sleep late in. I don't like to wear no. Make love to the women while I'm living. Get drunk on a bottle of booze.
Love, I don't know it. It's a good tune, though. A little Dylan? All right. Do a little. I just know one Dylan thing, and I'll do another thing too. I really like this song. I was up on BAI, which is an underground radio station in New York. Yeah. And they had this crazy guy there who like interpreted Dylan. And for instance, you know, the song Visions of Johanna begins, ain't it just like the night to play tricks on you when you're trying to be so quiet? And he said, well, now what that means is the night means fate, and tricks means, you know, and every time Dylan says the in any song, that means, you know, and he had this like closed integrated system, you know what I mean? Like this was true because it was true in another song was his reasoning. Which reminds me of the Jehovah's Witness people who come to my house and say, you know, read the Bible and you'll be saved. Well, how do you know the Bible is right? Oh, well, because it says so right here. It says it's written by God, it says. And, you know, it's one of those scenes, right? So I tried to tell him. I said, listen, ain't it just like the night to play tricks on you when you're trying to be so quiet? And he didn't understand that at all. What key did we do that for? I don't sing this usually, but I really like the song. Somebody asked for a Dylan song. And the thing is, everybody's afraid to sing Dylan because Dylan already did. I don't know if this is even the right beat for the song. I have to remember how the song goes. Oh, yeah. When you're lost in the rain and water, and it's Easter time, too. And your gravity fails you, and negativity won't pull you through. Don't you put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They got some hungry women there.
They'll really make a mess out of you. Oh, sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. Well, she speaks good English, invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to come to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. If you see St. Annie, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, and my fingers are all in a knot. I can't even get up to take another shot. And my best friend, the doctor, won't even tell me what it is I've got. Now all the authorities, they just stand around and boast of how they bribe the sergeant at arms into leaving his foes and picking up Angel, who just arrived from the coast, who looked so fine at first but leaving looking just like a ghost. On a housing project here, it's either fortune or fame. And you can pick one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get funny, you better go back to where you came. Cause the cops don't need you, and people, they expect the same. Well, now I started out on Burgundy, but soon hit the harder stuff. Everybody said they'd stand by me when the going got rough. But the joke was on me. There was no one there to even bluff. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough. Thank you. my dinner outdoors. I came home last evening, she chained the lock on my door. Oh, mama, you treat your daddy so damn mean. Well, when I ask for water, you give me gasoline. You give me gasoline. Oh, listen here, mama, don't you treat me so bad. You know I'm the best daddy that you most ever had. Oh, mama, you treat your daddy so damn. When I ask for water, you give me gasoline. You give me gasoline. Acting so bad. Don't be careful, you'll get your daddy mad. Oh, mama, you treat your daddy so damn mean. Well, when I ask for water, you give me gasoline. You give me gasoline. Woman's so evil, she's evil all the time. She wants you to kill me just to have it on your mind. Oh, mama, you treat your daddy so damn. I ask for water, you give me gasoline. You give me gasoline. Oh, man. What? Salt Creek. All right, here we go, Salt Creek. I was going to do something else, but I like getting requested things. So, I'm going to do a guitar duet with myself, everybody. This sounds dirty. You just go masturbate, and here it goes. Listen, you're alone a long time, you know. First is the solo, this is the cadenza. Notice this. Salt Creek. It's got mostly a G, a C, and an F in it. But mostly the G and F. It's in the key of G. Steven really does a great job. I usually don't even tell him I'm going to play. I just start it. You notice during this entire performance, the fingers never leave the hand. Thank you.
Which one? Nashville again?
I just had a request from Steve. And the request was for this song that was written by Paul Siebel. And Paul just finished an album for Elektra. Yay for Paul Siebel. Nobody knows who he is, but one person back there. And whoever you are, yay for you too. And I played guitar on the record. I was very happy to, because I've been playing guitar with Paul Siebel for 5 years. And I wanted him to record so badly. He writes just the best songs, I think, since Dylan, and sings his ass off. And this is one of his songs. This is one of his early songs. I don't know any of his later ones. Up a little bit. Here's my calypso strum. I learned it from when I was playing guitar with the Phoenix Singers. I really did that. Toured all of Southeast Asia, South America, and the Caribbean with the Phoenix Singers. I'll sing some Phoenix Singer songs later for y'all. You know I'm the man that built the bridges? You can all sing along. Come on, Dave. Hey, it's a long way to Nashville, but I've seen that road before. Here's hoping that she knows me when I stand outside her door. But some wind came up this evening, all the stars have flown away, and there will be a storm before the dawn, but I can't turn back no more. It's been a year now since I've seen her. It's been a year spent underground. I told wind 1,000 times I didn't mean to let her down with the promises of seasons that long left frozen trees. Now silent rumor tells she has done quite well with a new love that she's found. And if she's found a good thing, then I guess I can't complain. Just kiss her once for good luck and ask her what might be his name. Then we can talk some old good times and seek out our rainbow signs. Oh, but I have loved too long to be that strong, and I hope it doesn't rain. It's a long way to Nashville, but I've seen that road before. Here's hoping that she knows me when I stand outside her door. But some wind came up this evening, all the stars have flown away. There
will be a star before the dawn, but I can't turn back no more.
This is a song I haven't done here. Come on now. I don't know who it was, but somebody once said, like, that the performer's only half the show, the other show's the audience. Boy, man, that half the show's been great so far. I've been here. Fine people, you know. And I always try to talk to you. This is a good song. I played on the record. It always meant a lot to me. Well, I'm not Jerry Jeff Walker, but I really dig this song, you know? And people think that this song is about, like, what's that guy's name? Bill Robinson, Bill Bojangles Robinson, but it's not about that, because this is about a white man, and you know this is about a white man because the line says it's about a cat that Jerry met in jail in New Orleans, and one thing New Orleans doesn't have is integrated jails. I mean, they'll throw you in jail for several years without the comfort of a woman, but they wouldn't make you suffer the indignity of being put in there with a black man. That's terrible. I imagine the black jails are even worse than the white jails. Anyhow, Jerry was got really obnoxious one night, and he got thrown in jail for being drunk and propositioning a lady very rudely, as he is wont to do from time to time. I'm going to turn this volume down. Keep playing the bass. I like the feeling of it. So high, he jumped so high. Then he lightly touched down. He said the name Bojangles, then he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants for a better stand, so he jumped up high. Clicked his heels, let go a laugh, let go a laugh, shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, damn. A minute in a cell in New Orleans I was. Down and out, he looked to me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life, he talk of life. Last stop is dug a step. It's been a long time since I played this song. Jerry had another verse in it, and he never used to sing. It's a bad verse. Dance for those at minstrel shows and county fair. Throughout the South, he spoke of tears of 15 years, how his dog and him. I traveled about, his dog up and died, his dog up and died. 20 years he still grieves. He said, I dance now at every chance and honky tonks for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind his county bars. 'Cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head. And as he shook his head, I heard someone ask, please. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, won't you dance? Strange mood up here tonight, and you know, there's a lot that a person learns about singing for people. It's not an easy thing to do, at least it's never been an easy thing for me to do, unless I think that I'm talking to them. Or I guess, you know, if I sing is just another way of communicating, right? And you sing to communicate something you couldn't say. Now, this is a Dylan song. And I never sing Dylan songs, because I don't think anybody can sing Dylan songs. Let's take it to E. But I really dig the song. So if I can find some kind of groove in your head, so I'm going to sing it into that groove. Time to and your gravity fails you, and negativity won't pull you through. Don't you put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They got some hungry women there that really make a mess out of you. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and invites you up into her room. Oh. you're so kind and careful not to come to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Now if you see St. Annie, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move my fingers are all in a knot. I can't even get up to take another shot. Yeah, my best friend, the doctor, won't even tell me what it is I've got. To stand around and boast how they blackmailed the sergeant at arms into leaving his post. And picking up Angel who just come in from the coast, who looked so fine at first, he's looking just like a ghost. Yeah, and up in the housing project here, it's either fortune or fame. Can pick one or the other, though neither are to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get silly, better go back to where you claim. Cause the cops don't need you, buddy, they expect the same. Everybody said they'd stand by me when the going got rough. But the joke was on me. There was no one there to even bluff. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough. Boy. You have to say that. Oh, yeah. Hey, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on y'all? Bullfrogs on y'all. I mean mine. Did you ever wake up? With bullfrogs on your mind. Now that's a sure sign, good people. You got bullfrogs on your mind. You know what's hard? When your baby's in love with your best friend. And it's hard to steal, good people. When she moves in with him. People don't want to tell you it's extra special hard when you and him are roommates. Yes, you look over the pillow where your baby used to lay and still does. There's only one thing you do. You go down to the pawn shop, you say, Mr. Pawnbroker, three balls mean hanging on your wall. Mr. Pawnbroker, what do those three balls mean on your wall? You say, that's 2-1, mister. You won't get your stuff back out of here at all. Hey, Mr. Pawnbroker. Won't you give me a 38? Mr. Pawnbroker. Oh, please, won't you give me a 38? You know, I used to take a 44. But I've been losing weight. Well, you buy yourself a little 38 revolver and a double-breasted pinstripe suit so you're dressed to kill, so to speak. And you go on back to your best friend's house and you get up on a high chair, a stool kind of thing, and you peek over the transom into his room. And good people in that room, you see 100% mohair rug, a brown leather Barker lounger, a garage turntable with Pickering speaker, Pickering cartridge, Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, Stromberg Carlson AM/FM tuner, a leather-bound 5-year collection of Playboy magazine, some Rizla papers, and well-filled baggies. Some Spider-Man comic books featuring Dr. Doom. A four-mouth hooker, A.H. And a great big double bed with satin sheets and pink pillowcases. And in that bed, your baby and your best friend. And a German Shepherd dog. Nothing. Oh, let's hear it for the dog lovers. This is a weird college, man. I was just kidding about that dog. No, dog, that's dirty. Since you baby your best friend. But that's bad enough. People, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. Because you always thought your best friend was kind of a swear. Square. But you see him in there doing things that make Dr. Kinsey want to cross his legs. See, knock on the door. But you get no answer. So you knock again. But you get no answer. So you knock again. But you get no answer, so you charge that door with all your might and main. Just at the moment your roommate, dressed in a green cannon towel, opens up the door, you go flying across the 100% mohair carpet, past the brown leather barca lounge, the garage turntable with a Pickering cartridge, Bogan amplifier, and speakers in the Stromberg Costner AM/FM tune-over. The leather-bound five-year collection of Playboy magazine, the Rizla papers, and the funny-looking baggies. The Spider-Man comic books featuring Dr. Doom. And you land a tiny little heap right beside that great big double bed. With the satin sheets and the pillowcases. And as you pick yourself up off that floor, good people, you pull out your pistol and you look around you. Good people, I mean, you look around you. And you stop. And people, for the first time, you wonder. I mean, you wonder, good people. You wonder how the hell they got enough money to pay for all that shit in the first place. Now, it's just about this time your baby's going to see the gun in your hand. She's going to come to you. She's going to say something like, don't do anything self-destructive now. Bitch. She's come up. She's going to say something like,
Johnny, don't point that thing. That might be loaded. Johnny, don't. No, Janet, don't!
And she knows your name is Dave. And good people, while she's talking to you, for the first time you see a little tear. I mean a real tear, I mean a saltwater tear, I mean a genuine tear form the corner of her left eye. Good people, you see that tear and it moves you. I say it moves you, good people, it moves your heart and soul, mind and body, liver and kidney, lungs and... I mean it moves you. Most of all, it moves your hand holding the pistol, so you got a dead beat on that lousy little tear going around the corner of your eye. And just the moment you're about to pull a trigger, I mean just the moment you're about to do the one thing you know you can never undo, people, just about the moment you're about to snuff out her pretty little life forever and ever and ever, as you're about to send her on to the angels of glory in heaven, you're gonna kill that broad, and she looks up at you. looks up at you with them big brown eyes. She says something to you that just stops you cold. People, she says something to you that just freezes your finger on the trigger. I mean, she looks up at you with them big brown eyes, and she says something that turns your knees to water and your brain to jelly. She looks up at you, and she says, she looks at you and she says, she looks up at you and she says, I'm going to tell you what she says this time. People, I mean, you got the gun on this, right? You caught him, baby, the guy, you're going in a double-breasted pinstripe suit, and so, 35 pound, you know, losing weight. German Shepherd dog. And that woman looks up at you with them big brown eyes. Come on. She looks at you and she says, come on now. She looks up at you and she says, hey, did you have a wake up with bullfrogs on your bullfrogs on your people now. I mean mine, Jeff, wake up. With bullfrogs on your mind. You know that's a sure sign, good people, you got. Bullfrogs on your mind. And that's the truth.